Hey, everybody. Welcome back into another Waiver Wire podcast here on South Harmon. I am Eric Vanek. You can find me on Twitter at Eric Vanek NFL. Also, follow my show right here on the same podcast feed, America's Game, that comes out on Thursday mornings for you guys. Make sure you guys check that out. Like, rate, review, all that good stuff really helps out the podcast as well. So make sure you guys, if you have a moment, please go ahead and do that for us. We would really appreciate it. But yeah, week five is up here now, coming into the waiver wire here. Just some quick points. I'm recording this Monday afternoon, so some of the injury news has not come out yet. Obviously, the Monday night games are not reflected on here yet either. I dive really deep into the waiver wires for you guys. For Dynasty players, if you're in a super deep league, this is the kind of podcast for you. I do some redraft stuff as well. So I do have stuff if you're just a casual redraft player of what you kind of need to hit this week. There's not nothing too crazy this week. We did have a few injuries that I'm going to go over here in a minute. So let's go ahead. Let's start with that. So kicking off the injury news at quarterback, we only really had one quarterback injury this week, which was Anthony Richardson, which was his hip. Going to need to monitor it. I don't know if he's going to miss any time. I haven't really seen any reports on it yet. Is he only going to, will he miss just a game? Will he not miss any time? I don't know. So we have to kind of monitor that one on Anthony Richardson. Running backs, Cordarrelle Patterson. He suffered an ankle injury right before halftime, was ruled out during the half, so he might not be out there. You got Jaylen Warren, who missed this week as well with some knee injuries. So it might just be like the Najee Harris show right now. I wouldn't be surprised if they bring back one of the, somebody off of their practice squad. I'm not quite sure who's on their practice squad off the top of my head, but they could be probably looking to bring in somebody this week. Tyler Bidde, he had a back injury that was pretty scary. He collapsed on the sideline, had to be medically attended to, taken to the hospital. He might go on IR, but he flew back to Denver. Seems like everything's okay for now, but it seems like it was just a back injury. Glad to see that he was okay. Wide receivers. Tank Dell, which was a little bit of a shocking one. He suffered a chest injury. Guess from last week's games that I didn't really know about. And then, lo and behold, he missed this week. Was ruled out on Thursday. Didn't even make it to Friday. But everything's saying that he should be back this week. So just want to point that out, that Tank Dell should be back. Christian Watson, really ugly high ankle sprain. I would assume he's going to go on IR. He kind of got high load with the low guy hitting him right in that ankle, and then the high guy hitting him out top and bent his ankle like all the way back. He got caught under that guy who dove at his legs. It was pretty gnarly. I'm expecting Christian Watson to miss a month plus. So don't expect Christian Watson anytime soon, in my opinion. Then the real big one, Rashee Rice, possible ACL tear. It sounds like everything was ACL. They're doing the MRI. Still no results or anything have come out about that yet. They can do tests on the field, like to see if the ACL is torn or not, like initial like tests or movement tests, whatever the hell they do. So I'm pretty sure they probably know already what happened. They just haven't announced it. But with his putting the towel on the head, all that kind of stuff, it just kind of sounds like they told him, hey, it's probably an ACL. You might be done for the year. So I'm expecting ACL tear for the year. But if we get better news than that, awesome. But I would possibly expect Rashee Rice to miss the rest of this season. And then, redraft leagues, obviously you can drop him. Dynasty, that's something we'll probably talk about on America's Game this week. So tune in for that. Trey Palmer, he started for Jalen McMillan, who missed the game, and Palmer suffered a concussion early in the first quarter, but he was making some plays before he got concussed. But yeah, I just want to mention that Trey Palmer had a concussion. Tight ends, we had two tight end injuries. Taysom Hill suffered an abdomen injury. That's something to monitor. He's been banged up all this year, but he did score two touchdowns before he left. So you can see how, useful that Taysom Hill is. And then Dallas Goedert, he did not play a snap in the fourth quarter in a game that they were trailing. And they probably would have loved to have him and used him to throw the ball to, especially with all their wide receivers hurt. He didn't play a snap in the fourth quarter. So I just want to monitor this. They are on a bye this week. So, you don't have to, play him this week, obviously, or make that decision. But, yeah, not very good for Dallas Goedert if he did not play in the fourth quarter. This guy has a history of injury. All right, so let's get into the waivers for week five. So, like I did mention with Goedert, bye weeks, they're here, the stupid bye weeks. So we got four teams on bye this week. We have the Detroit Lions and the Titans. Obviously, those two are playing on Monday night as of this recording. So no injuries that we know of yet. Hopefully not, knock on wood. The Eagles, who are very banged up with Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown, Dallas Goedert now. Like, this is like the perfect time for them to get this bye week. Usually you hate these early byes, but for them this is big. And then the Chargers have a bye. So, and they have some injuries too. Herbert's been injured. You know, Josh Palmer just came back off an injury. I'm sure he could use a week off of rest. So, yeah, a couple of these teams could really use this bye right now. So just want to mention those four byes for this week. Quarterbacks for redraft this week. So there's not too many to pick from, especially because a lot of these guys are owned. People own two quarterbacks in redraft leagues. But just in case these guys did get dropped and they're available, Trevor Lawrence versus the Colts, I'll take a shot on him with the Colts defense being really banged up. Matt Stafford against Green Bay. I mean, it doesn't matter if Stafford doesn't have Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua, he still puts up some pretty decent numbers. We just saw Sam Darnold kind of cook this Green Bay secondary a little bit, and Jared Alexander missed last week, so I don't even know if he's going to play this week either. So that's another good matchup there for Stafford. And then Justin Fields on Sunday night versus Dallas. Obviously, Dallas is missing Micah Parsons probably. He's been seen on a scooter. I would expect Micah Parsons not to play. DeMarcus Lawrence got hurt in that game, so their pass rush could be non-existent. I mean, they still have a couple guys, but not like it usually is. So Justin Fields against Dallas on Sunday Night Football, I like that as a possible guy you could pick up for this week. Dynasty, so Joe Flacco is the only one I want to mention in case Anthony Richardson does miss this week. Joe Flacco should be on pretty much in every league in Dynasty right now anyways, but if he happens to be out there for some reason in your Dynasty league, pick up Joe Flacco just in case. Some of the shitty quarterbacks that I like to call that are out there, so Mitch Trubisky did play a couple snaps at the end when that Buffalo and Baltimore game last night. That was a blowout. So Trubisky is definitely the backup if something were to happen to Josh Allen. Tyrod Taylor, I did see Aaron Rodgers. I think he got banged up a little bit towards the end of the game too. If Aaron Rodgers misses some time or something of that nature, Tyrod Taylor would be a guy to pick up. Aiden O'Connell, if Gardner Minshew continues to struggle. I mean, I know the Raiders won this week, but it wasn't because of Minshew. Drew Lock. Keep mentioning him with Daniel Jones. I mean, Daniel Jones did play pretty decent on Thursday night against Dallas. Like, he didn't have any touchdowns or anything. He did throw a pick, but he got league neighbors a lot of points. And then Jimmy G, Stafford did take some shots this week, so I'm kind of concerned about Stafford a little bit. He's the type of guy with – he's a super tough guy. I'm not – blaming that against him at all. He's really, really tough guy. He'll stand in there and take some shots, but sometimes they are just bone-crushing shots. So if Jimmy G's out there, that might be a sneaky guy to monitor for your teams just in case if Stafford does get hurt. So let's go ahead. Let's go into the running backs for redrafts. I actually have more redraft running backs for you guys this week than Dynasty ones, but Roschon Johnson, we'll start with him. He's the clear RB2 now, 37% of the snaps this week. Herbert did not play a snap, so 22 snaps, which was 37%. He ran six routes, didn't have any catches or targets, but he had seven rushes for 26 yards and a touchdown. Now, DeAndre Swift finally had a good game. Like, this is DeAndre Swift's best game by a mile this year. So I think that had a lot to do with it. But I think Roschon Johnson is going to be used quite a bit more often. So maybe he's the RB2 for now. But would it shock me if he's the starter at some point this season? Hell no. Bucky Irving, his role continues to increase. Could be the starter before long. He has just been more productive than Rashad White has been. So if Bucky Irving, for some reason, is on your waiver wires in a redraft league, go ahead, pick him up. Kareem Hunt, so this is the big one, 28 snaps, 11 routes, 3 targets, 2 for 16 in the receiving game, 14 carries for 69 yards. Basically, Carson Steele fumbled on the first drive and was benched from there on out, and Kareem Hunt and Samaje Perine carried the load the rest of the way, and Hunt led the team in snaps and all that. He actually looked pretty decent, so I think Kareem Hunt and probably Dontavian Wicks this week are going to be the 1-2 in most of our redraft leagues of who to pick up this week. So, yes, definitely Kareem Hunt, must add waiver wire pickup this week. And then the other one is Alexander Mattison, 21 snaps. He ran 8 routes, 1 target, 5 for 60 rushing the ball. And Antonio Pierce said, yeah, this guy deserves to get the ball more often, and he is going to. So wouldn't be shocked me if Mattison is the starter here over Zamir White, who hasn't really done too much this. Now, a couple of the dynasty running backs on here. So Hunter Luepke, 2 for 8 rushing, 2 for 14 receiving. Eric, why the hell are you telling me about a fucking fullback to pick up? Well, Luepke, honestly, he's been one of their better receiving backs. He's used on third downs, good pass blocker. Like, if something were to happen to Dowdle and Zeke, like, Luepke's the starter. And would it shock me if he's, like, their third down back here before too long? Like, no, not at all. Like, Zeke's kind of... We've seen Zeke had the one good week in week one, and he has been dog shit since. Dowdle is definitely the starter there, but he hasn't really taken the reign of things either. So Hunter Luepke is a very sneaky dynasty ad for me, just in case something happens. Like, I think he's, if you guys remember Brian Leonard, he played for the Bengals, the Rams at a couple points. He was a running back out of Rutgers, kind of played fullback, running back. Kind of reminds me of that kind of guy. So Hunter Luepke, that could be somebody I think that could take over if things break his way. And then the other guy I want to mention was Jeremy McNichols. So obviously Austin Eckler was out with a bad concussion, but he played 26 snaps, which was 38%, 13 routes, 1 target. He caught 1 ball for 6 yards. Then he had 8 carries for 68 yards and 2 touchdowns. So kind of a fluke game there for Jeremy McNichols, but I did want to bring him up that, hey, this guy, you know, if Eckler misses more time, Jeremy McNichols is the backup for this team. All right, now let's take a look at the wide receivers for redraft. So a couple on here for you. Xavier Leggett, 61 snaps, which is 87%, 37 routes, 10 targets, 6 for 66, 1 touchdown. Then he had 2 carries for 10 yards rushing. Obviously, with Thielen going down, Leggett stepped right in, like I kind of talked about last week. And Leggett is definitely somebody you should be targeting in your redraft leagues to pick up. I think with Andy Dalton in there, Leggett has a legit chance to get a bunch of targets here opposite of Deontay Johnson. So really like the Leggett pickup if you can get him. Jordan Whittington, 59 snaps, which led the team 97% of the snaps, 31 routes, 8 targets, caught 6 for 62, which led the team. So he just put Tyler Johnson in the rearview mirror, and Jordan Whittington is going to play that Cooper Kupp role, and that's pretty much what he did this week. So Jordan Whittington, definitely somebody I want to pick up while those guys are all out. Dynasty, definitely want to have him too. Tutu Atwell, 55 snaps, which is 90%, 29 routes, 6 targets, 4 for 82. It seems like Atwell gets a big play once a week. So in these bye weeks, you're missing Calvin Ridley, Hopkins this week. You're missing A.J. Brown. You're missing Devontae Smith. Atwell is probably somebody you could throw in there this week and feel pretty happy about it. Dontavian Wicks. So this is probably the pickup of the week with Christian Watson probably missing, I would guess, a month plus. 58 snaps, 76%, 45 routes, 13 targets, 5 for 78, 2 touchdowns. All this guy needed was the chance. Now he's got a chance. Like, I bet he puts Christian Watson in the rearview mirror for good, and Dontavian Wicks takes over this job, and he's the starter for going on for years now. I think Wicks is just better than Christian Watson. Watson had that one good rookie season. That was with Aaron Rodgers, hasn't been with Jordan Love. And Watson just hasn't done anything since then. So I think I'm going with Wicks here. I'm pushing all my chips in on Dontavian Wicks, especially if you need a receiver. I think he could be a league winner for you. So push all your chips in if Dontavian Wicks is on the waivers. Josh Downs, 41 snaps, 62%, 23 routes, 9 targets, 8 for 82, and a touchdown. So I think a lot of that has to do with Flacco being out there too. If Flacco is starting, like, Josh Downs is a great play. Absolutely fantastic play. But with Richardson, I think he's an okay play. Like, he's probably the bottom 36. If you're starting three receivers in the league, I think he's right down there in like the 36 to 40 range for you. So Downs is somebody that you can definitely play. And then Jalen Polk, he took over the lead in the snaps, 53 snaps, 83%, 34 routes, 7 targets, only caught 3 for 30. But here's Jalen Polk taking over the most snaps, most routes, all that for the Patriots. So, yeah, Jalen Polk is definitely somebody you should be picking up as well on the end of your bench, because it looks like he is now going to be the number one receiver there for the New England. All right, now let's take a look at the dynasty wide receivers that I have. So Mason Tipton again, clear wide receiver 3 again, 29 snaps, which is 39%, 1 target, 1 for 6. Not great numbers, but Tipton is going to be somebody who's just going to continue to play out there. They really, really like him, and I think he's just going to continue to get opportunities. So I definitely want him. Jalen Coker for the Panthers. So this is a guy I liked during the draft process. He was somebody they kept on their practice squad, and with Thielen out, they brought him up. So his first game, 7 snaps, 4 routes, 1 target. Didn't do anything with it, but I think in super deep leagues, Coker is somebody I want to pick up just in case something happens here. Like if Mingo goes down, I think Coker has a shot to maybe come up there and sneak in and get some more routes. So like super deep leagues where you're rostering 50 plus players, I think Jalen Coker is somebody that you can think about picking up. Bo Melton and Malik Heath. So these guys pretty much did everything identical this week. So with Watson probably out, I think Bo Melton would be the guy I want over Malik Heath, but honestly, it's a coin flip between these two guys. So 11 snaps and 10 snaps. Both ran 6 routes. Bo Melton had 3 targets. Heath had 2. Melton caught 1 ball for 28 yards, and then Heath caught 2 for 12. So just want to mention both of those Packers receivers with Watson going down. I want to say it's going to be Bo Melton, but honestly, it could be Malik Heath. We're going to have to kind of monitor that. But first guy up, I think I'm going to go Bo Melton. Robert Woods. So this is kind of the Tank Dell replacement this week, but I just wanted to bring this up. 54 snaps, 36 routes, 3 targets, 1 for 10. In case any of those other wide receivers miss, I think Robert Woods just kind of steps in and fills the void. So yeah, Robert Woods, just want to mention him in the slot there. Sterling Shepard. So I think this has a lot to do with Palmer being out. I never thought Sterling Shepard would play 50 snaps again in his NFL career, let alone in one game. But he did, 50 snaps, 65%, 33 routes, 5 targets, 3 for 51. So I think that has a lot to do with injuries. Obviously, they got a Thursday night game coming up here against the Falcons, so he could be somebody that you might have to play in a super deep league this week. If Trey Palmer is not going to play with a concussion, so he can rule him out. And if Jalen McMillan doesn't play again, Shepard could be the guy in 3 receiver sets this week for the Tampa Bay. So if you're desperate for a wide receiver in a deeper league, Sterling Shepard could fill in for you. Olamide Zaccheaus, he only played 18 snaps, which I think was like 4th or 5th on the team, but damn, did he do the most of it. So that was 25%, 11 routes. He had 6 targets on those routes for 6 catches and 85 yards. Led the team in receiving yards. So Zaccheaus, definitely maybe like their field stretcher, definitely has a little bit of chemistry there with Jaden Daniels. So that's a good pickup. But Noah Brown, he is the starter opposite McLaurin. 48 snaps, which was 67%, 26 routes, 4 targets, 3 catches for 26 yards. So I just want to bring up both of those Washington receivers. Definitely want to get a piece of those guys with Jaden Daniels right now and how well he's playing. Justin Watson. So if Rashee Rice is out, 43 snaps, 25 routes, 3 targets, 2 for 27. Watson has just been Mr. Reliable for like 3 years now for Mahomes. They have a good connection. He trusts him. If you're in desperate pinch, like, Watson is somebody you could pick up. I think there's a possibility the Chiefs try and go trade for somebody. Like, Cleveland's season is fucking done. Cleveland is a terrible team. Why can't the Chiefs go to the Browns and, hey, we'll give you a third-round pick for Amari Cooper for the rest of the season? And they make that trade. Like, I definitely can see that happening right now, especially with, honestly, the Browns are too old. They need to rebuild. It's over. Like, Watson's done. The offensive line is hurt and old. The defense is old. They got way too much money in players who suck. Miles Garrett is like the only Miles Garrett, Owusu-Koramoah. Like, that's about it of good players on this team. So there's my Browns rant. Trey Tucker, 50 snaps, 25 routes, 6 targets, 5 for 41. If he continues to be out there in your dynasty league, I want him as well. He continues to make some plays. Obviously, Davante Adams missed this week with a hamstring injury that he suffered during practice. So we want to monitor that. But if Trey Tucker starts again, that's definitely somebody I can throw in there. Tight ends for redraft. So I only got 2 of them for you. 50 snaps this week from Juwan Johnson, 68%. 27 routes, 3 targets, 2 for 13. I think they're finally putting Juwan Johnson back out there as the receiving tight end. Foster Moreau does play a lot of snaps, but he's just in there to block. He's not very running routes very much right now. So just want to bring out Juwan Johnson if you need a long shot tight end dart there. And then the other big tight end from this week was Tucker Kraft. 65 snaps, which was 86%, 48 routes, 9 targets, 6 for 53 and a touchdown. And Tucker Kraft looked great. He looked healthy. He looks better than Luke Musgrave does for sure. So Tucker Kraft, if he's out there for you and you really need a tight end in redraft, I think I'm picking him up, especially with, like, which we'll talk about here. You're a Mark Andrews owner. You're a Kyle Pitts owner. You're pissed right now. So Tucker Kraft could be somebody that can fit in there for you, especially with Jordan Love back. Dynasty tight ends, got a couple here for you. So Eric All, again, I keep mentioning him week after week. This week, 40 snaps, 60%, led all Bengals tight ends. 10 routes, second behind Mike Gesicki, who had 18. 4 targets, which led the team tight ends. 4 for 28 on those targets. So Eric All continues to play more, continues to get in there. Eric All is going to take over this starting job sooner rather than later. So I want to try and get as much Eric All as I can. Tommy Tremble, again, mentioned him last week, continues to dominate tight end snaps over Jatavion Sanders. 61 snaps, which is 87%. He ran 33 routes. He didn't have a target, though. So, yeah, that sucks, but 33 routes. Like, he's out there in the formations. He's out there running routes. So that's a guy that you definitely want to at least target, having a best ball. Next guy up I want to bring up is Nate Adkins for the Denver Broncos. So he played 28 snaps, which was second on the team this week, 46%. Tied for team lead at tight end, actually. Adam Trautman and him played the same snaps. So they were both over Dulcich. 7 routes, 1 target. He had 1 catch for 0 yards. But Dulcich hasn't done shit. Trautman hasn't been relevant in years. And this guy played just as many snaps as Trautman. So in a super deep league for tight ends where it's always bleak, like, Nate Adkins might be somebody you want to consider, especially if he's leading the team and are tied for the team lead in snaps at the tight end position. Maybe they just say, Dulcich, you're fucking terrible, and maybe go to this guy. So I want to keep his name in the back of my head. Grant Calcaterra, so obviously they're on bye this week, but 27 snaps, 47%. 18 routes, 2 targets, 1 for 26. If the Goddard injury is something more than what is to believe right now, like, Calcaterra is stepping into a pretty nice role there where he'll probably get some more targets. He has proven that he could make some plays downfield. So, yeah, Calcaterra is somebody I definitely want to stash. And then the last guy is Elijah Higgins, 40 snaps, 68%, 25 routes, 3 targets, 2 for 12. That is if Trey McBride's concussion lingers another week. Higgins is still a hell of a prospect to just have. Like, he's a good backup tight end, might get a catch or two per week. But, you know, if McBride misses again, Higgins is somebody I would definitely want to pick up. Last but not least, what the fuck are we doing here, man? More tight ends for you guys this week. So here we go. Back to the four-way fuckfest tight end in Indianapolis. Will Mallory got in there this week. You still have Drew Ogletree caught a touchdown. He was third in snaps. Kylan Granson, Mo Alie-Cox leads the team in snaps. Like, can we just fucking pick one or two and get rid of the rest of these guys? But nope, they're going to continue to rotate four fucking tight ends and be absolutely irrelevant in fantasy for you. Last one is kind of the same guys right now. Mark Andrews, Kyle Pitts. Mark Andrews, 2 weeks in a row, back-to-back of 0-for-0. Kyle Pitts, a 0-for-0. What the fuck are we doing? I can't even, like, the Andrews one baffles me beyond belief. Like, this guy had been, like, their target leader, their main guy for years and years now. And now all of a sudden, like, he's so bad that Charlie Kohler and Isaiah Likely are playing over him. Like, what are we doing here? Like, I refuse to believe that Andrews is this awful or something is bad with him. Like, he's going to get out of it, but you can't start him. And then Kyle Pitts, like, we all saw the talent at Florida. His rookie season, he had a couple flashes. But a 0-for-0, like, he hasn't splashed at all with Kirk Cousins. Like, Kirk Cousins should be firing it into this fucking guy, like, 13 times a game, and he's not. So, did that knee injury from Pitt's second year just fuck up his knee? Is he not athletic anymore? Is he just not the same player? Very possible. Is he just not any fucking good? Very possible, too. I think in Dynasty, I mean, I don't know what his value is right now. It's definitely not like the two or three first it used to be back in the day. I think any first, I'm out. Definitely I'm out. Give me a second and Tucker Kraft, I'm out. You can have Kyle Pitts. So that's kind of some of the stuff that I want to be looking at in Dynasty this week for you guys. So just kind of a little preview of America's Game, what we might talk about this week. So. But yeah, that is going to be it for this week on the Waiver Wire Show, guys. Hopefully you guys use this stuff. I will put out the sheet and post it in the Discord again this week for everybody. But yeah, appreciate you guys listening in. Hopefully this helps you out a lot. Do get a couple comments here and there that this really does help them out quite a bit. So I appreciate that. At Eric Vanek NFL on Twitter, at America's Game Pod, at South Harmon FF. At South Harmon FF on YouTube as well. We're always doing the start sit show on Sunday mornings, helping you guys out with any of your start sit decisions. Sunday morning at 12 Eastern. This week we got the London game, so that'll be going on during our show as well this week. It's got those stupid London games, so don't forget about that. But yeah, appreciate everybody that's listening in. Excuse me, as always, and we will be back next week for week 6. So hopefully no injuries and some more gems to pick up on the waiver wire. So appreciate you guys. Have a good one.